Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, phone fiends. Nova Lane here, and you know that feeling when your phone seems to have a life of its own? Like it's constantly buzzing, chirping, begging for your attention? Yeah, me too. That's why we're tackling screen addiction head on in this podcast, because let's be real, our phones can be total villains sometimes, stealing precious time and leaving us feeling drained. But fear not. We're going to fight back with knowledge, strategies, and a whole lot of relatable honesty. Today's mission. Setting realistic goals for decreasing phone use. Think of it like this: we're not aiming for a complete digital detox, though that might be your jam. But rather finding a healthy balance that lets you reclaim control over your life. Ever felt like you just can't put down your phone, even when you know you should be doing something else? Like that pile of laundry is suddenly way more enticing than scrolling through social media. Yeah, it's a common struggle, and there are some real reasons behind this addictive behavior. Our phones are designed to keep us hooked with endless notifications, exciting new content, and the fear of missing out FOMO. It's like a digital playground built specifically to keep us entertained, engaged, and, well, glued to the screen. But here's the thing. We can break free from this cycle. First step is recognizing that setting realistic goals is key. Think about your current phone habits. When do you find yourself reaching for it most? What apps are sucking up your time? Once you have a clear picture, you can start crafting some attainable objectives. Remember, slow and steady wins the race here. We're not talking about slashing your screen time by 50% overnight. Instead, try aiming for smaller, more manageable goals like reducing your phone usage during mealtimes or setting designated phone-free hours each day. Next up, we need to talk about those pesky notifications. Ever notice how they seem to hijack your attention the second they pop up? Well, it's not a coincidence. Notifications are designed to be resistible. That little red badge screaming for your attention is like an adrenaline shot for your brain. But here's the good news. You can tame those digital beasts. Start by turning off non-essential notifications. You don't need a notification every time someone likes your Instagram post unless it's from your crush, then go wild. Focus on the apps that truly matter to you and prioritize their notifications. Speaking of prioritizing, let's talk about finding alternative activities that bring you joy and fulfillment outside of the digital world. Think about things that make you feel alive: reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, spending quality time with loved ones, learning a new skill. When you have engaging alternatives to scrolling through your phone, it becomes much easier to resist those digital temptations. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, Nova. And you're right, breaking free from screen addiction takes conscious effort and commitment. But here's the thing: every small step you take towards reclaiming your time and attention counts. So be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember that this is a journey, not a destination. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at a cafe, enjoying a delicious latte and actually engaging in a conversation with a person sitting across from you instead of staring into your phone. Or maybe it's an evening spent reading a captivating novel without any distractions, no buzzing notifications, no tempting social media updates. Sound good? It can be your reality. Just remember, those moments of genuine connection and focused engagement are worth fighting for. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you set realistic goals for decreasing phone use and take back control of your digital life. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. There are plenty of resources available to support you: books, articles, apps, even supportive communities. Don't be afraid to reach out and connect with others who understand the struggle. Ready to level up your relationship with your phone? Take a moment right now to jot down one small goal you can achieve today. Maybe it's turning off notifications for an hour, leaving your phone in another room during dinner, or designating a phone-free zone in your home. Start small, stay consistent, and watch as you gradually reclaim your time and attention. You got this. And that's a wrap for today's episode, folks. Remember to share your thoughts, struggles, and triumphs with me on social media. I'm always here to cheer you on. Until next time, keep those phones in check and your lives vibrant.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.